Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Pep rallies are underway already, especially in South Philadelphia, Xfinity Center. Oh my goodness, the fans are fired up. And it's only Friday morning before Super Bowl weekend. Everybody here in Philadelphia, as far as the buildings lit up in green, showing pride all across the region ahead of Super Bowl 59. Eagles are in it against the Chiefs, obviously. Amid all of this buildup to Sunday evening, city leaders, especially Mayor Sherelle Parker, urging caution. I think her best quote of the week was, "Please don't climb the light poles or anything else, Philadelphia." I mean, she sounds like the ultimate mom. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Don't
climb the light poles, people. So she was just warning people of that. We've heard in New Orleans, they've said they're worried about Philadelphia fans because we're, I guess, famous pole climbers. So during the NFC Championship celebrations, we did have one teenager fall from a light pole and later had died of head injuries. There were also fireworks. A man, remember, fired a gun into the air. They're asking you, please don't do that either. So let's celebrate. Have a great time. Hopefully we have a lot to celebrate about. But those warnings from city leaders and those requests. As far as Philadelphia, we are learning that police are bracing for whatever happens, as well as Pennsylvania State Police. So law enforcement, first responders, for them, it's not a day off where they can have fun, tailgate, watch the game, because, in fact, we have to beef up forces around our area and clearly at the Super Bowl site in Nolens. So the resources for the Super Bowl are going to be ready to respond to any emergencies and to any crazy behavior. So 60-plus personnel in the Emergency Operations Center, they have that here in Philadelphia. 24 city, they have state, they actually have federal, non-governmental, different agencies. All are working together to make sure that the post celebration, and hopefully everybody is having a happy celebration, but they are ready, and that's the word from Philadelphia officials. What about school? We have talked a lot over the past 2 weeks about what happened. So for my kids, they're running on a 2-hour delay no matter what happens Monday morning, 10 a.m. school starts.
Sean, I don't know how you feel about this. We were talking about this the other day. Kids now need a 2-hour delay the day after the Super Bowl.
That's what it is? It's not about winter weather?
No. It's about the Super Bowl.
It's just...
Yep.
Well, I wish I went to school in these days.
Me too.
I got to tell you, I could have used a 2-hour delay every time the Jets blew a fourth quarter lead. I could tell you something. I could have really used... I mean, this is... These kids, they don't know. I must sound like I'm 90. You're back in my day, but I'm seriously. Like, you know, I mean, I went to school in like... big snowstorms.
Yes.
When, you know, like there was 8 inches of snow already on the ground. They were like, the buses can get there. You're going to school. And I'm like, all right. I mean, you're going to let us out in 2 hours anyway, which is what happened. You know, but a 2-hour delay over the Super Bowl, win or lose?
Yes.
I'm not.
Win or lose.
Look, I'm not throwing shade at just the school kids, Sean. Our company here, the salespeople. 10 a.m. 10 a.m. they get to come in on Monday.
Oh, they're coming in Monday?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like Tuesday.
I'm sorry. Can we come in at 10 a.m.? Can we come in at 10 a.m. on Monday?
No, we start at 6 a.m.
Oh, thank you.
You're famous for screaming that, aren't you?
Come on now. At 6 a.m.
It's ridiculous now. Like, I get it. It's a big day. It's a special day for the city of Philadelphia. We get it. But, like, the game will be over by 10:30. At the latest, 11. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you go to bed later when there's no Super Bowl. Seriously.
Right.
Come on.
Well, then you agree with our school superintendent here in Philadelphia, because students in the school district of Philadelphia, you will report to class on time. That's the word last night from our superintendent, Tony Watlington, who gave out the word. He noted that the school district did not have a delay after the last Super Bowl in 2018 when the Eagles beat the New England Patriots. So he says that if we run on a 2-hour delay, this is very bad luck. And he says you must... This is brilliant.
Oh, God.
Right here.
Yeah.
So he says, we have to go with the good luck strategy, and that is everybody needs to show up on time, just like last time. Otherwise, it's bad luck. Everybody must report on time, 8 a.m. for school. How about that?
Yeah.
That's pretty smart, actually.
I'd say he has pretty big balls saying that. that's not going to stop all morning, by the way. I can't. If CNN's going to have a problem with it, I just...
Big balls.
I could not. I'm still having a very hard time wrapping my head around these big balls, right? I can tell you that. It's very difficult. We're going to have... And by the way, I want to say congratulations now, since Big Balls left. Pat McCrotch is now running those, right? Great guy. And Michael Hunt.
Michael, yes, Michael.
Michael. Yeah. Say Michael. We do have a delay. We have a I'm calling it the Doge delay.
Yep.
So more than 40,000 federal workers, more than 40K, have signed up for Trump's deferred resignation program that we've talked a lot about. How would you like full pay through next September 30th, and you don't have to go to work? Well, it is
now. Where do I sign?
It is now. Well, Mr. President, you're not even taking pay for the job.
We don't take pay.
Right?
I have so much money. I'm such a rich person. I have so much money. You know, I've done so well in my life, right? Developing Gaza is going to be great. You know, I've done this for a long time. Gaza Lago, we love it, right? We're going to pave the streets in beautiful gold. It's going to be wonderful. But we don't take pay.
No.
And these people are going to get paid until a very long time.
Yes.
Great people. All right? I wonder if we're going to say it. Did Big Balls get a severance package, right? Did that happen? We'll see what happens.
Big Balls.
Yeah, her saying it is just so awkward. So this is now delayed. It's blocked because U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr., he's out of Boston, directed the Trump administration to extend yesterday's deadline until after a court hearing that has now been scheduled for Monday afternoon. So Judge O'Toole did not express any kind of opinion on the legality of this program, which is being challenged, of course, by several labor unions. We've talked about that. But the judge says they need to weigh some arguments. So the judge is letting the arguments proceed through. So that'll happen Monday afternoon. Federal workers who were told that if they did not take the buyout, they would be ordered back to work in-person work, no more Zooming it in or phoning it in from home. Now everything is extended until Monday afternoon. So we will find out what are they going to say about it. But at this point, more than 40,000 signing up. I don't know if this would extend then, if you were still thinking about it, does it extend for federal workers the opportunity to still sign up as of Monday afternoon? That's one of the questions that I have, because the deadline, of course, was by yesterday. They had to decide. So that's one of the things I want to look into for sure as we proceed on this one. So we were talking about the deadline yesterday. Just wanted to update you. It's all extended. As we look at our forecast, just the Super Bowl forecast, if you're having parties, that sort of thing. Today we're in the mid-40s, so looks nice as far as the temperature. However, we have heavy wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour, so it'll never feel like we're in the mid-40s. It'll feel more like the mid-30s because of these pretty strong wind gusts and a windy day in general. Tomorrow for your Saturday, yes, we have another transition period where we're transitioning tomorrow, high of 36 degrees, to that icy mix, and that will impact travel for Saturday night. So a lot of weather alerts, weather warnings as we think about Saturday evening. And then Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, of course, clouds breaking for some sunshine, bit more breezy, but a high of 42. On Monday, partly sunny, chilly, hovering around 40 degrees. I will just mention next Tuesday,
yes,
we're on track.
Yeah, the big snowstorm here
in
the Philadelphia region.
Unfortunately, uh-oh. I mean, we are on track for an intense snowstorm, 34 degrees. That's what they're, calling intense.
What does that mean? Because
I mean, I think I saw that it was like 5 inches of snow. Are we really doing that? Intense? what is...
Yeah.
I live in Tennessee. Yep. We get 5 inches of snow. It is World War V out here.
Crippling.
Yeah, we skipped World War III and World War IV. It is World War. No, there was like 4 inches of snow in the, and I love this state. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not leaving. You would have to drag me out of here. Like, I probably would find a way to stay here even if I died and someone led my, you know, threw my body in a bag. I probably wouldn't leave, you know. But I will say this. 4 inches of snow were in the forecast like a month ago, right? I went to the supermarket just to see what things were like.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness, there was no bread. There was no milk. There was no beef.
Nope.
It was gone.
Yep.
It was all gone. I said, what? Why? What? This is not the end of the world. It's 4 inches of snow. Now, up in Philly, you know, we're calling that an intense snowstorm. Yep. All right. All right. Listen, this is what happens when you call your sandwiches hoagies.
Oh, that's true.
And we're signing, by the way, we're signing an executive order to make that illegal, by the way. You're not allowed to do it.
I agree.
Subs or heroes? We're not calling them hoagies. We're not doing that.
Heroes.
Yeah, like Superman. Yeah, you have one. Yeah. You ever go to, you know, you get a hero, so you want to, like, I am Superman.
Yeah.
When you eat a nice hero.
We don't call our sandwiches heroes, but we would say Saquon Barkley, by the way, ran away with the AP's NFL Offensive Player of the Year award, rushing 2,005 yards.
I mean, he's the greatest player in the NFL. There's no question about it. It is just the Giants let him go, and just the world. Yeah. It's the best. He's the best.
E-L-G-L-E-S.
Eagles.
So, it's very exciting.
We'll give our picks at the end of the show today, because we do still have our McCausland Lock of the Week. Even though Kale's not here, we will do the do our own Super Bowl picks. I'm curious to see, because I know where Dawn's going to go. I'm curious to see where Sean Farish goes, because he's not an Eagles fan. Phil Almquist the same way, not an Eagles fan. So we're actually going to do four picks, two of which are not Eagles fans. So I'm wondering which way they go.
I may have a surprise for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying.
Because of what I said yesterday. Sean, we decided yesterday that Trump is rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you agree with that?
I think so. He said that Patrick Mahomes, he didn't name him, but he said there's a quarterback that's a pretty good winner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Mama Mahomes with the MAGA hat in the campaign season. So I would... And I think Trump is close to the Hunt family, if I'm not wrong. So I think he's rooting for the Chiefs. I think the real reason why he's going to the Super Bowl is to upstage Taylor Swift.
I think that's a great idea, because I think there's prop bets on who they're going to show more. Because remember, it's a Fox broadcast. Who will they show more, Tay-Tay or Trump? Mr. Trump.
They better not show Tay-Tay. I don't like Tay-Tay. And you know what? If I'm Donald Trump, I'm sitting during the Black National Anthem. I'm just saying.
No.
Because there's no such thing as the Black National Anthem.
It's true.
Okay? There's one national anthem.
Yeah.
There's only one.
Right? It's for all races, creeds, colors, everybody.
This is true.
That. Yeah.
We are
even the band Creed. It's for that.
Yeah, yeah,
the band Creed. Get Phil in.
With arms wide open.
Kitchen Magic sponsors us. Go to kitchenmagic.com today. Start your worry-free remodeling journey with a local, trusted, family-owned company. They're awesome, and they have been transforming kitchens now for 45 years. Kitchenmagic.com. Thank you, Kitchen Magic, for sponsoring our news live this morning. Go Eagles!
Thank you, Dawn. 6:17. There's going to be no big take this morning, but on the other side, we will come back and get into Dawn mentioned the federal employee deadline extended until Monday because of a judge's rule. We'll get into that. The NCAA officially bans trans athletes a day after Trump signs the order. We have the Super Bowl, bets, beers, bars, all kinds of stuff, plus Hillary Clinton versus Sean Duffy. Oh, man, we have so much there. Buckle up. Nick. No, it's not Nick. It's Sean, Dawn, and Greg. Sean, Dawn, and Greg on
Nick's
this
with us in spirit.
Friday morning. We'll be right back. Say that.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
By the way, you know who's back? Speaking of big balls, the Hulk Tua girl
is
back. She broke her 2-month silence on her crypto experiment. And I just want to say there are so many people who are calling for her to go to jail. If you bought that meme coin, okay, and you thought, like, this is it. I'm going to buy the Hawk Tua coin, and I'm going to retire early. You deserve, first of all, I bet you that's not the first time you lost money on a sugar honey iced tea coin on Solana, number one. Number two, you deserved it. You know, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't like rug pull projects. I love crypto. I'm a huge fan. But, like, there are people like, she needs to go to jail. And I honestly, you know what? If you lost money buying that coin, if you threw your life savings into the Hawk Tua coin, you know, you just kind of deserve what was coming to you. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but she's back. So two-month silence. Haley Welsh is back. And welcome back on the eve of Doge's Employee of the Month leaving. We have Haley Welsh back.
So. Maybe she'll be at the Super Bowl.
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah. You know, who knows? And I have hereby disqualified John Fetterman from Pope of Greenland after hearing that he's not going to vote for Tulsi Gabbard and RFK. I've decided that he's no longer qualified to be the Pope of Greenland. So he's out. And maybe he'll take Donald Trump up on his buyout. He's not. I don't. What do you guys think? You think he's going to make it through the primary in 28? Is that when he's up? I don't. I think he's toast. To be honest with you.
But he's saying now that he's going to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Trump. I mean, so I don't know.
Again,
I saw a headline that he wanted to go back again or something. So I don't know. Maybe he's just. Maybe he's. I don't know. Maybe he just likes Trump.
Here's the thing.
He probably does. You know? But I mean, you got to vote. You got to vote for his people.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about him is that he's all. I don't know who he's. You know, he pissed off the left. The right is not enamored with him. So, like, who's his constituency? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
That's why I don't know if he's going to be. I don't know around. I don't know. It's a great question. He's just all over the place with everything because he's not going to vote for Tulsi and RFK Jr. But he voted for Pete Hegseth, right?
No, he voted against Pete Hegseth.
Who this did he vote thing. For? So,
Pam Bondi.
Okay.
I think he voted for Duffy. So he voted yes on the nominees when his vote didn't matter. And that's like the, you know, that's the, you know, you're up 10-2 and you got a guy who hits a home run, you know, a 3-run homer when it didn't matter. Right. It's like he doesn't come through in the clutch. Right. John Fetterman is not the guy you want up in the bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, two outs, down two runs. Right. That's not the guy you want up. He's Carlos Beltran. If you're a New York Mets fan, he's Carlos Beltran against Adam Wainwright, just leaving the bat right on his shoulder. You know what I mean? Watching that curveball, like, whoa, you know, but I don't. There are so many people who are like, Fetterman, is he going to switch parties? And it's now evident that he toes the party line when his vote could make a difference. Mm-hmm. And he crosses party lines when it doesn't matter. So he's definitely pandering to both sides. And I do think he's exposing himself for being wishy-washy, honestly. I mean, either be a hard leftist and earn their support in 20, unless he's not interested in winning re-election.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. Maybe he doesn't know what his deal is. I have no clue.
Senator John Fetterman, just Democrat Pennsylvania, he put out last night on X, I have met with most of the cabinet nominees, carefully watched their confirmation hearings. Considering what is at stake, I have voted against moving forward to the confirmation of Ms. Gabbard and Mr. Kennedy and will be voting no on their confirmations.
Mm. Can I ask you...
There goes...
Can I ask you a question, Sean? Were you surprised that because Dawn and I and Nick we talked about who we thought would get through and who had I thought all would eventually get through, but I thought Tulsi and RFK Jr. had the hardest time. Do you think that they were you surprised that they kind of I wouldn't say sailed through, but they kind of they're kind of sailing through?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting through, and then they got through committee.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
We have had 4 years to perfect this with regards to people getting back in and owning the process. I used to say it all the time when I was on Long Island, and we were trying to win school board elections or county legislator seats or county executive seats. I would tell, you know, it was grassroots. I would tell everybody, listen, this is your process. If you want it to be yours, but you have to participate. And you got to do it all the time. And, you know, it wears you out. Politics burn you out. Yeah. Right. I mean, my wife showed me like a receipt or a piece of mail or something that we were saving from October 12th. And I said, that's from election season. I don't even remember the whole month of October,
so true.
Except coming to Philly,
yeah, baby,
and doing the mock debate,
yep,
and eating that delicious Philly cheesesteak. You know what I mean? Live on the air is just dripping down all over. I was like, oh, it's so good. You know, that's really like the one thing I remember of October.
Yeah.
But, you know, but seriously, you know, politics will burn you out, but we can score wins. And so I think, you know, take this back to Trump's first term, right? If Donald Trump had put up nominees like Hegseth and Gabbard and RFK, and by the way, I don't think there's anything wrong with those people. There's no reason for them to be so harshly opposed. But, you know, you have this partisan divide and everybody wants to be all up in arms about Hegseth's background and did he drink and this, that, and the other, you know, anonymous nonsense. Mm-hmm. I think if this was 7 years ago, somebody's failing, probably Gabbard and RFK, that they don't get through committee. But people realize, as cynical as we all may be, and trust me, I'm right there with you, that calling your senators and contacting your representatives and telling your public servants how you want your meal cooked, right? It's like, I say this all the time. It's like being in a restaurant. If the waiter comes out and says, oh, you want a steak? How do you want it cooked? You don't just say, well, surprise me. You tell them what you want and they deliver it to you. Public servants are your political waiters. Yep. So tell them how you want your steak cooked. They've been blowing up Bill Cassidy's phone, blowing up, I think it was Tom Tillis during the Hegseth saga. You know, they were all over the place. People have been calling their senators. The Senate voicemail or Senate switchboard service like broke one day because there were millions of calls. I think people were saying 600 calls per minute were coming into that line. So people are starting to take it seriously, and they've continued to take it seriously after the election. You know, yeah, all 78 million people aren't still engaged in the process. But I believe that people have learned, specifically our side has learned, that if we do get in the driver's seat and firmly grasp the steering wheel and own the process, we can literally drive the direction of the country. And it's fascinating to watch us on this side kind of learn that lesson, because for so long, I would run into this resistance. Well, what does it matter? Well, nothing's going to happen anyway, even if I do call. And my response to that is, it's a 3-minute phone call. It's a 4-minute phone call. Maybe you have to call twice. Oh, no, you've spent 10 minutes of your day trying to make sure that our picks get confirmed. Isn't that worth it? Or because if you throw up your hands in frustration without even trying, you're guaranteeing that nothing happens, right? So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, my representative is terrible. Well, did you call him? No. Well, how do you know that person's terrible? Most of them are terrible. But get in the driver's seat and own the process. And our side is figuring that out. You know, we saw what the left had done with a very small group of people applying a very large amount of pressure to ram wokeness down our throats. Yeah. But we have a very large group of people that can apply even more pressure.
That's right.
And it is working.
Yep.
I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Speaking of one of those, Nicole Shanahan, she replied, this is Kennedy's former running mate, she replied to U.S. Senator John Fetterman. Fetterman toys with the ideal of being a strong American man, but he is a lazy slob who can't get to the gym in spite of wearing gym clothes all day long. I do not expect someone who can't manage to dress themselves to make good decisions, let alone those as important as the health of a nation. Wow.
Shanahan is pulling no punches.
Yeah, she came
Did
out.
You a, see the message?
Yeah, she came out a couple weeks ago. Yeah, and said that she was gonna fund anybody that voted against him. She was gonna fund an opponent for them, right?
Yeah, and she said specifically and explicitly that, you know, she donated heavily in 2020 to Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. And people were like, oh, my gosh, she's a Democrat. I'm like, yeah, she was married to the founder of Google.
Yeah.
Like, she's definitely. But the point of the matter is, you know, RFK was a Democrat. I would still classify him as probably a Democrat, but a blue dog, you know, a Kennedy Democrat, not just because of his last name. There are different types out there now, but Shanahan was always left. And the left went, when they went too far left. They went further left than her. And she was pretty far left for a while. But, you know, she said that Warnock and John Ossoff, you know, that she helped fund their campaigns through Chuck Schumer. And people were like, no, whoa, should we trust her? I was like, yes. Yeah, she's got the money and she wants to take out these Dems, right? Yep. She's on our side now. I mean, she divorced the founder of Google. She's loaded and she's motivated and is pulling no punches. She even said it. Bobby's going to play nice, but I'm not. Well, I'm like, all right, get mean then. You know, go in there and get mean, because we got to get rid of John Ossoff. I say I will laugh my ass off.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Yeah, very nice. Let's change our attention to Doge real fast here. So we started the morning this morning at 6 o'clock with a montage of the media losing its mind over Big Balls was the moniker of a 19-year-old. Shocking that a 19-year-old has a profane moniker. But
you should see what Barron's using.
But
something great.
What they're really saying is that this guy apparently had some tweets or something that were racist or something along those lines. He has since resigned. So, like, I assumed the entire thing would be over, but no, it's we have to keep going. This since we dredged up this guy's past, but now they're all they say that Doge has their sights set on the Social Security Administration.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm fine. Well, here's the thing. I don't want to take like Social Security away from our elderly people. Yeah. I don't think anybody wants to do that.
Yeah.
The administration, the SSA, is not sustainable. There's more coming out than is going in. Something has to change. So, I mean, what is being wasted? I mean, I'm okay with anything Doge looks at because nobody has looked at this in a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, look what happened at USAID. And there are so many people, you know, on the left who are trying to put up this facade. You know, these are the bumper sticker people, right? Coexist, love wins. When they go low, we go high. You know, all this stuff, right? And they want to put up this facade that they're these nice, altruistic people. And all they want to do is give back to all these countries. No, they don't. It's all about them. You just mentioned the people who dug up the 19-year-old's LinkedIn profile, right? Yep. We love big balls. Great guy. AC/DC, by the way. I got along very well with them. I've got the biggest balls of them all. You know what I'm talking about, right? These are Australian people. And we could make Australia great again, too. I did very well with the dingoes and the Aborigines in Australia. These are great people.
Big balls.
But, you know, you look at how these rabid leftists found the big balls kid, right?
Yeah.
And this is what they do. And by the way, this is what USAID was funding, essentially. These censorship sleuths that they would, if you said something on YouTube or you said something on the radio or you said something on television, they would contact your advertisers. Yep. Did you hear what he said?
Amen.
And, you know, that's what they funded from USAID. So, you know, I'm not shocked that it's going to continue to go on. And I'm fine with Doge looking into Social Security. I can't wait till they look into the IRS. I think they're going to find some juicy nuggets there.
And they're also saying that it's, you know, because everybody's like, well, now they have access and they can rewrite code and they can and that's not true. They don't have access to rewrite anything. They're looking, and everybody's so hung up on the ages. It's like 25-year-old tech bros, you know, having access to your information. How do you feel, America?
I feel better about the 25-year-old tech bro than I do about Nancy Pelosi walking with ski poles last night to get into the... And they're like, oh, give her a break. She broke her hip. I'm like, I understand that she broke her hip. People who can't stand upright for extended periods of time probably shouldn't be voting on the direction of our country. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, retire.
Yep.
Retire. Please go home. Right? Nancy Pelosi. Right? This is her... She's been spitting her teeth out at us for the last 8 years.
It's true.
I mean, this is a woman like at the... Remember what she did at the State of the Union when she was like rubbing her wrists together?
Yeah.
We're gonna have a wrist rubbing good time with Nancy Pelosi. Like, what are we doing? Yes, I'm fine with a 25-year-old.
Yep.
Getting in there and determining the direction of the country, no problem whatsoever.
Speaking of Nancy Pelosi, Phil, pull up cut 8 real fast. So she sat down for an interview, I think, with Andrea Mitchell yesterday because Andrea Mitchell announced.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did she get up after the interview or did she need help?
It's a great question. I've just seen clips. I've not seen the entire interview. Okay. I have no idea. But Andrea Mitchell, Dawn, correct me if I'm wrong, announced that she's leaving today, right? Today's her last day at MSNBC or NBC News.
A lot of Philadelphia roots.
Yeah.
She's out of there.
So she asked about, you know, because there's not a lot of love lost between Pelosi and the Bidens. When's the last time she spoke to Joe Biden? Has she spoken to Joe Biden since? Roll this, Phil.
The former First Lady, Jill Biden, has spoken out saying she was disappointed in you. Is there any way to patch that up? Have you spoken to the former president?
Well, I certainly hope so. No, I haven't. But the fact is that we're all on a mission for the American people, for America's working families. My whole passion about being in politics is for the children. So what is it that we're doing for the children? I think that it would have been important for the children to not have Donald Trump be president of the United States. And that is, I would take every step necessary to make sure that didn't happen, but it did. And now we have to deal with it. And in about 6 or 7 months, you're going to see such a change. By the time we start our campaigns in this fall for next fall, you're going to see a very different picture about the Democrats vis-a-vis Donald Trump.
Really? Because I saw Chuck Schumer and Maxine Waters, and we have Nancy Pelosi spitting on Andrea Mitchell, and I'm surprised Andrea didn't put her windshield wipers on, you know, because she was getting soaked. You can see a very different. What is it, by the way? What is it with the Democrats? There's a lot of them with, there's a lot of them with lisps, though.
Yeah,
like Sheldon Whitehouse. Did you see Senator Wyden in RFK's hearing? Well, you oppose the vaccines. Everybody's going to get the measles. Like, it was just insane. I was like, my wife was listening to that. She's like, "What's wrong with you? Why can't you talk?" You know, like, I felt bad. If I was RFK, because I'm a petty like child.
Yeah, me too.
Obviously, I've said balls like 50 times hour. Exactly. I've never done that before. If I was RFK, I would have been like, "Excuse me, Senator, I have to turn on my windshield wipers. You're getting me soaked." Like, I would have just been sitting there. This is, you know, it would have been something. I can't
it's like
take
Looney
it.
Tunes.
I can't take
it. Yeah, it's like Sylvester the Cat or something.
Is it that or
fuck a cash?
Is it that or do they have like fake teeth? Is it all the fake choppers and the veneers and all the crap that they
the
have?
Bad ones.
Bad ones. Yeah.
Pelosi's got the fake teeth. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. She spits them out. You know
exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of radio hosts in this town that have fake teeth, and when they talk like this, man, it's like, how do you listen to that?
I feel like I'm getting soaked. It comes through the speaker with all the amount of like.
But Sean, you hit the nail on the head with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer trying to start that chant. Yeah, Maxine Waters. It's like this is this ancient party. And look, I have nothing. You can be 80 years old and be with it and hip and it's not about the age. It's just about the fact that they're just out of touch, and it's just like they're clinging on to power, and their last thing, they won't give it up. It's just nauseating.
Yeah, I got people on Facebook. There are like rabid leftists that I still kind of check in on every now and again just to see how they're thinking. And even they, even CNN, after the Chuck Schumer, he was like, "We won't rest." I'm like, dude, like, listen to Yoda. Like, rest, rest I must, right? Like, you need to rest. Like, Nancy, you people gotta, you gotta go down for a nap in the middle of the day, right? So, but even these like leftists are like, I'm not sure that's the people you want to be the face of your party, right? Like, we need like, so what'd they do? They trotted out LaMonica McIver, who called for war in the streets.
She did.
And Nurse Ratched with the eyelashes, right? if she blinks too fast, she flies away. The only thing is wrong with y'all. And I'm like, oh, whoa. And then, you have another one. You have another old, a fossil. He was like this best supporting actor in Jurassic Park 17. Al Green coming out. We're going to impeach Donald Trump for his dastardly deeds. And I'm like, what are we doing? How did we devolve this clown show? Unbelievable.
He has a cane. He has a cane with a gold, like, handlebar on it. And he's waving it around. Just like, it's like they're like Batman villains, you know what I mean? Like,
it's true.
We call him Timu Al Sharpton. Yeah, right? It's like, that's what happens if you order Al Sharpton from like Alibaba or Wish. You get Al Green. The dastardly deeds. Like, I looked up. Timu, I pulled out my pocket constitution because I have several of them. Right?
Several, yes, yeah.
And I was like, okay, treason, high crimes, misdemeanors. I don't see dastardly deeds. Where?
No dastardly deeds. You cannot impeach somebody over dastardly deeds. 644-855-839-1210. Call in. Join the party. 855-839-1210. Kale and Company, sans Kale. He should be back Monday unless he has the bubonic plague or something. Sean Farish sitting in for us. Guys, you'll be happy to know.
What?
Well, maybe not you, Dawn, but Sean and I will be happy to know that the hot Super Bowl ads are back. After an 8-year hiatus, the hot Super Bowl ads are back. We will get into that coming up next. It's Kale and Company, 645. Join the party, 855-839-1210. Stay there.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We used to be at 5. We're now back at 10 a.m. Eastern. So literally after Kale and Company, it's like I pull a Dawn and go right into it.
Right
you
into
know?
It. Yep.
And it's a lot of fun. It's on Rumble, rumble.com/LFATV. It's a streaming network. It's been my home for the last couple of years. It's been really cool. A lot of fun to jump in. We kind of front ran. LFA TV was streaming on Rumble before people like Don Jr., not to, we're not measuring what here, but it's just we've been doing it for a while because it was back in 2022, the only place that we could, you know, that you could stream and say what you want. You know, how many times I got strikes on YouTube and Instagram and all that. And then to be able to do an hour and have free reign over, you know, no, you're not going to get banned. So that's where it is. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern time on Rumble. So and some of the 1210 family have popped into the chat from time to time, which is awesome. Yeah.
Nice. Before we have to break for the top of the hour here in Dawn's News, we have all the great stuff coming up. The cut sheet at 7:45. Phil, pick up cut four here. So this is more of a visual, but this is Carl's Jr. We all remember Carl's Jr., right? Oh, yeah. They had that that sexy ad with the hot blonde and next to nothing.
Bikini and burgers formula.
Thank you. And it went away for like 8 years because, you know, sexism and blah, 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 blah. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. So this is the first Super Bowl ad that has been dropped. This is Carl's Jr. bringing back their iconic bikini Super Bowl commercial after an 8-year slump where they promised to, quote, end sexualized ads. This is TikTok influencer Alex Earle. She is featured in the Carl's Jr. 2025 Super Bowl commercial. This is for all the guys out there. and look, I'm not judging. This can be for the females too, right, Dawn?
Women love to look at beautiful women because we celebrate.
Yeah, especially
women.
Corinne Jean-Pierre. I'm sorry.
I think this is a celebration of being allowed to be a woman and celebrating the natural beauty of women.
Yep.
And she's a beautiful woman.
Roll this ad, Phil.
Let's be real. Everyone's gonna be a hot mess after the big game.
Yeah.
Been there. Done that.
Wow, look at that.
Just what you need to cure that post-party bug. The Carl's Jr. Hangover Burger. Egg, double bacon. Yeah, you need that double bacon.
You do.
Tumble, beef, hash browns, cheese, and sauce. Just the way I like it.
Hair blowing in the breeze. Eating seductively.
Guess what? It's free. The day after the big game, you just have to download the Carl's Jr. app and sign up for my rewards.
And it's like
so get
slow
your free
mo's
hangover
her.
Burger yeah. on Monday, February 10th. You'll definitely need one.
And a hungover guy.
It's amazing.
Waking up to seeing her as the stuff is dripping out of it onto her. You know what I mean?
Sounds way better when you describe
Dawn
it.
Dawn is just sitting here. She's giving everybody who's listening and not watching a play-by-play. Better than Brady. Way better than Brady.
But yeah, I mean, look, I hate to tell you guys this, but like the hot women sell guys burgers. Mm-hmm. Like it's something as old as time. She's not being sexualized, you know, like she looks hot. She looks great. And she's going to make people go to Carl's Burgers or Carl Jr., whatever the hell it is. I don't even know.
I'll tell you what else is going to happen. If you eat that burger with a hangover, I guarantee you, you're going to see it again shortly. I'm sorry, but it's coming right. Yeah, you need the double bacon and the eggs, and whatever grease is in that. If you eat that with a hangover, I promise you, the exit strategy is not going to be fun. I can promise you that.
Has anybody ever had a Carl's Jr.? Like, where are they located? They're not here, right?
I think they are.
I think there's... I don't know. Aren't they like Hardee's too? Aren't they the same like chain? Hardee's, Carl.
They could be.
Or am I imagining that?
They could be. Literally, the only thing I know them from are these ads. I've never seen a Carl's Jr. I've never eaten at one. I just know them from these ads, which means the advertising's working.
Yeah,
the advertising's working.
Yeah. Carl's Jr.'s, Hardee's. There's one Point Breeze Ave in Philadelphia.
Oh wow. Okay.
Nice. So it is related, Carl's Jr. and Hardee's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at you, Sean.
Okay. Look, see, I know these things, right? See, we sound very, very smart, right? You know, when Google doesn't know the answer, they call me. They say, sir, we need the answer. We know you're very smart. You know just about everything. I said, not just about. We know everything, right? Google uses me. I don't use Google. By the way, and Mayor Eric Adams, who calls it Google. Have you heard that? No. You can Google that. So we call him Mayor Google now.
Dr. Phelan McGroin on the YouTube chat says...
Oh, we love him.
Yeah. There are turnpike rest stops, so you can go in there for the turnpike rest stops. But thank you, Mr. President, for bringing back hot Carl's Jr.'s ads again. We appreciate that.
We had to do it. You know, we had to do it. And we brought it back. And you know what we've done? We've set it on the bus with Billy Bush, right?
We grabbed them back. We brought them right back. We grabbed them and we grabbed them and dragged those commercials right back. Right? We did it. I mean, maybe it says something about society that we're kind of getting back to normalcy.
Yep.
You know? Agreed. I mean, so what? People are, oh, you're objectifying. Nobody's being objectified. I'm sure no one put a gun to the woman's head to do the ad. I'm sure she made a ton of money on the ad. It's a Super Bowl ad. Trust me, she's fine. And, you know, what's next? Hopefully we get Aunt Jemima back on the syrup. I think that's next. And please, if we're going to put the Indian back on Land O'Lakes, because, you know, you removed the Indian and kept the land. I'm sure people don't realize that, but we're not. You're not supposed to do that. It's called the Trail of Tears. You know, can we put Elizabeth Warren on Land O'Lakes instead?
Stop.
That's the one thing I'd say. Nobody wants to.
By the way, Sean, or Mr. President, whichever one wants to comment on this, coming up in the cut sheet, we have Elizabeth Warren with Joy Reid.
Oh, jeez. So, well, you know what? My wife and I just moved, right? So we're in our new house.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And my glasses did survive. So Joy Reid is on the screen. I still have all my props. Yeah. I know Nick was talking about it last week. I got my hedgehog. I got the fork. I still have my glasses. We're good. So when Joy Reid comes on, we'll make sure that we put the disclaimer. We don't want anybody to lose their eyesight.
Excuse me, sir, though.
Because, you know, prolonged exposure to Joy Reid can cause retinal damage, itching or burning of the skin or face.
Man.
Projectile vomiting.
Projectile.
Okay. Diarrhea.
Oh,
right? Nausea, heartburn.
Anal leakage.
And of course, and as Dawn says, taco burrito, there's something in his speedo. Also can cause suicidal thoughts. You watch too much Joy Reid, right? People don't want to do it. More suicidal than if you cross paths with Crooked Hillary, I can tell you that.
All right.
Golden pager. We have to get Mr. President, remember Netanyahu gave him a golden commemorative pager?
Yeah.
Some people said, is that a death threat?
It's true. It's a good point. All right, we have Dawn's news starting off the 7 o'clock hour, and we will have What's on the Country coming up at 7:45. Kale and Company, sans Kale, Sean Farish in for Nick Kale, Dawn Stensland, Greg Stocker. We'll be right back. Stay right there. Don't move.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.